Hey guys, Eva Thompson here. Welcome to my channel today. In this video, I'm going to touch on three things that often leads to intrusive thoughts coming back over and over again. So intrusive thoughts sticking, so to speak. They become more intense, they become more frequent, and often we don't even realize why this is happening. Now, before we get into it, something that is very important to understand is that the only reason intrusive thoughts, quote unquote, stick is because there is some sort of emotion attached to them, some sort of emotion behind them. So intrusive thoughts about your partner's past or mental movies are no longer just another thought like it would be for a non-RJ sufferer, right? So because in our day, we have millions of thoughts popping in and out our mind. The ones that stick, the ones that keep coming back, are the ones that have some sort of emotion attached to them. So this emotion could be anxiety, it could be sadness, it could be anger, it could be judgment, it could be disgust, whatever it is that you feel when you think about your partner's past. I think it is important to look at, if you want to understand why you feel the way you feel and why these thoughts are coming up over and over again, it's important to take some time, preferably with a pen and paper, and write down the meaning that you have attached to these thoughts. And so basically the meaning that you attach to your partner's past. So they did this and this and this. What does this mean? What meaning have I assigned to this? What does it mean about us? What does it mean about me? What does it mean about our relationship? What does it mean about them? What does it mean about our future? You know, and this often will lead you to maybe the root cause even, and understanding why you have such intense emotions when you feel or when intrusive thoughts come up. So having said that, the first thing that people do often is they are afraid of the thoughts. So they tend to dread them. Of course, it's not a pleasant thought thinking about your partner with somebody else, but being so afraid of them, often fight or flight kicks in as well. I want to mention that too. Fight or flight kicks in and the body sort of automatically reacts in a fearful way. And if you don't take time to breathe, calm down, there's something called box breathing that I recommend. I've made a video on it and there's also many other videos on it. I can link it down below, but you can also do some research, look at what box breathing is. It helps you calm down when your body goes into fight or flight. It also helps you expand your awareness. Something that people don't realize is that when you get a thought, you can't concentrate on anything else because your body goes into fight or flight and you tend to just focus all of your awareness on the problem or what your mind perceives to be a problem. And so by breathing, you expand your awareness. And by focusing on your five senses, what can I see right now? What can I smell right now? What can I taste right now? Like really expand your awareness. Bring yourself out of that like narrow hole that you've just fallen into. And do your best to breathe, expand your awareness. What can you taste, feel, hear, everything. And this will help you send the signal to the mind that, you know, these thoughts are not a threat, and lessen the emotion behind them. Another thing that can help is reminding yourself that you are safe, that this is not a real threat, and any other affirmations or words that might resonate with you. This leads me into my next point, because you can easily confuse the two. People tend to dialogue with the thoughts, and this is not a good thing, because you are taking the thoughts seriously enough to actually have a conversation with them or find something clever to say or try and convince them and yourself that they are useless and that they don't matter and they shouldn't be in your mind. And so there's a very fine line between talking to the thoughts and talking to yourself about why the past doesn't matter and finding all these clever facts and everything, because it doesn't work. You're doing this logic versus emotion thing that I talk to my clients about all the time. Logically, you know that the past doesn't matter. You know you love your partner. You know they want to be with you and you want to be with them. You know you want a future with them. At least most people do. But when the emotions flood in, you need to understand that the logic goes out the window. It doesn't matter what you know. It doesn't matter what you've read. It doesn't matter what facts you've come up with about the past not mattering, or the past, you know, I don't know, whatever it is that you've come up with or that you've researched, it might help for a little bit, it might give you some reassurance, but when you get triggered and emotion comes in, often logic just goes out the window. So you need to be aware of this. And instead of trying to fight back with facts, realize that using words such as "I am safe" and "this is not a real threat" is not the same as fighting back and saying things like "the past doesn't matter, they're not the same person anymore, but I love them, I know I want to be with them, yesterday they gave me all this reassurance," whatever it is that you try and tell yourself. Keep it simple and don't fall into the trap of having a conversation with the thoughts. You're more reassuring yourself that you are okay in this moment, that you can calm yourself down using these techniques that I mentioned before, and that you don't have to go down this rabbit hole of conversing with the thoughts and with yourself, trying to get rid of them because you're just uncomfortable, you want them to go away. This is not how you're going to get them to go away. What we resist persists. So you need to work in a smart way by reassuring yourself that you're okay, by breathing, by understanding where this stems from, instead of just falling into this trap that your mind, you know, where your mind tells you, no, it's the past that's the problem, that's the problem. If it hadn't happened, then I wouldn't feel this way. Okay, but what are you projecting onto this? What meaning have you attached to this? Why have you attached this meaning to it? What is this about? If you want to overcome this for good, I'm a strong believer that you need to at least understand where it stems from and why you feel this way. And the third thing is, make sure that you are as kind and compassionate and patient and just understanding with yourself as possible, because everything, even if it's not clear to you right now, is a projection. If you're someone that's a perfectionist, that is hard on yourself, maybe you're very successful at work, maybe you're good at making lists, maybe you're very organized. Generally speaking, an RJ sufferer is often a perfectionist. Not always, but a lot of the time, they have these tendencies of wanting to be in control, wanting to be perfect. And what do? We project that onto our partner. And it works at work, but when you try and put that on a human being, no human being is meant to be perfect. And so understanding this is very important. So by putting pressure on yourself to be perfect, or judging yourself for your past mistakes, or not being compassionate and understanding, you're not going to be able to find that for your partner. So to sum it up, remember, don't be afraid of them. Breathe, expand your awareness, use affirmations, don't dialogue with them, and keep an eye out on what you're projecting. Be kind to yourself, be patient with yourself. Don't call yourself stupid or an idiot when you are having these thoughts. You're not doing this on purpose. You're not doing this because you're a bad person. A part of you in some way, shape, or form is in pain, is sad, is angry, and that needs looking at in a kind, compassionate manner instead of this like aggressive, forceful way of going about things. So I hope this video helped you. If you have any questions, please let me know down in the comment section below, and I will see you next time. Take care.